Hello, this is Jim Burson.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's a podcast that features news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, we'll talk about how transfers of animals to and from the shelter are helping to save lives of animals as far away as West Virginia and Washington, D.C. And we'll hear a couple of extraordinary rescue stories that have resulted from transfer partnerships. We'll also learn the details of the recent change in the animal shelter's policy on pit bull dog adoptions. And we'll hear about George Clooney. He's a pit bulldog and the featured pet of the week. So not the real George Clooney, but another George Clooney.
Equally as handsome.
Oh, okay. All right. One of the things we wanted to talk about today, Kristen, was these transfer of animals, if you will. We've talked about in the past how the shelter works with 100 rescue partners to help find homes for pets that are kind of harder to adopt. Can you kind of give a little details about, I mean, how does that work with the partners?
We get about 4,000 to 5,000 animals that come through our door each year, and some of those animals do fine in the confinement of a kennel situation, and they go through our system and they put on the adoption floor and they're adopted. But there are a lot of animals that simply can't handle the stress of a confined kennel environment, cats and dogs. So a lot of those animals are sent to our rescue partners, where they can live in a foster-based situation. So they'll be in a foster home until they're adopted. That has been incredibly life-saving for us. Our cat placement rate is above 90%. If we didn't have our rescue partners, it would be closer to 70%.
Wow.
There's many cats that just can't handle living in a small space and being picked up and put down multiple times a day. And those cats are able to go to our rescue partners.
So the shelter is now taking in animals from other shelters. When did this transfer in program begin, I guess? Maybe a little history.
So now we're not just sending animals out. We're also bringing animals into the shelter, because while some animals behaviorally can't tolerate the stress of the shelter environment, we also have space for additional animals during certain times of the year. So we wanted to make sure that we were really using that kennel space and having animals available if we had the room. So we're able to start a transfer program of animals from a couple of different locations. First, Washington, D.C. We transfer in animals weekly or bimonthly from Washington Humane Society, cats and dogs, because that's a shelter where they routinely are literally out of space. They have no room for any animals, which puts them in a terrible position, so we're able to help with that. The other shelter that we help is Highland County Humane Society, which is in rural Virginia, in southwestern Virginia near the mountains. And Highland County pulls animals from a variety of different shelters there. And the problem there isn't space. It's that there really aren't adopters for the animals. So they'll sit there for months to years waiting for that one person to come through the door who's going to take them home. And we've been able to transfer over 100 animals since November of last year from Highland County Humane.
Real quickly, how does that work? Do you have like an animal shelter van that drives down there and picks up animals? I mean, some logistics. It seems like that's a huge undertaking.
It is. In the case of Washington, D.C., it's all volunteers. So our volunteers will go there, or their volunteers come and bring us the animals. And quite literally, sometimes Washington Humane will have four volunteers with four of their own personal vehicles driving animals to us throughout a given day. So we just kind of make it work. Highland County has a group of volunteers who they just do transport, and it's a several-hour drive. So they fill up a van with 4 to 5 dogs and maybe 3 cats and drive them to us.
Okay. I was going to ask about the kind of animals, mostly dogs and cats?
Mostly dogs and cats. We get more than our fair share of small animals, and we're often at or over capacity on rabbits and guinea pigs and small pets. So this is mostly cats and dogs, and it's been primarily dogs, but we're building our cat transfer-in program as well.
Okay. Any other final thoughts about the transfer-in program before we move on to some stuff with the pit bulls?
Yeah. One of the things that is cool about our transfer program is that we aren't just transferring in easy-to-adopt animals. These are animals that may have a hard time. One that just happened last week was a dog named Bianca, who was a dog that had lived in Highland County on a chain for 10 years. And she was attacked one day by a stray dog, and Bianca's owner tried to get the stray dog off of her by hitting it with a shovel, and he accidentally struck Bianca in the head, split her head open. She was able because of the partnership we have, she was able to get life-saving medical care. She was, the owner had taken her to a pound where he had dumped her after following the incident. Mm-hmm. We were able to pull her out, get her the care she needed, and she was adopted yesterday from the shelter. So she would have had no chance had it not been for her being transferred to Fairfax for adoption.
Wow. That's got to make everybody feel involved in the situation feel good about it.
So. It does. She had probably 100,000 people saw her story because of our social media.
Yeah.
So
awesome. Well, a good chance for you to plug your social media efforts and tell folks how they can follow the animal shelter.
Yes, please follow us on our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/Fairfax County Animal Shelter. We're up to 7,000 followers, and we're averaging anywhere from 80,000 to 200,000 views per week.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put you on the spot. You told me this before we started rolling, but we hadn't planned to talk about it today, but you had a Valentine's Day promotion, and I think one of the only ways that you got the word out was through Facebook, and hugely successful.
We did. We promoted the event solely through the podcast and our Facebook page, and we had a hugely successful Valentine's Day event. We adopted out all of the available puppies and kittens we had brought in, as well as a number of our harder-to-adopt animals that had been in the shelter for a long time. So we did 41 animal adoptions all in all through the event.
Wow, that's awesome. And a good lesson for everyone listening that when we have our featured pet or other promotions or whatever, act fast because these great animals find homes quickly. So
we've been very lucky.
Another change, if you will, or something else we want to talk about. We talked about all the maybe new animals coming in with the transfer program and that type of thing. But there's also been maybe some policy changes, I think, with regarding pit bulls. I think that was a recent change with the pit bull adoption policy. Can you kind of explain that for us?
Yeah, in January, the shelter changed its policy on pit bull dog adoptions. Prior to January, anyone wanted to adopt a pit bull had to meet a series of special criteria. They had to be 25, own a home, undergo a background check, and a home visit. And these adoption restrictions were put into place a number of years ago, and the idea was that they would protect dogs from going to homes where they could be fought or put into dangerous situations. So what we had found, though, was that this policy was really hurting the dogs, whereas most dogs were getting adopted within about 2 weeks of being on our adoption floor. Pit bull type dogs were sitting on the adoption floor anywhere from 3 to 6 months. And many people who wanted to adopt them couldn't because of the restrictions. They were under 25 or they didn't own a home. We have a pretty comprehensive screening process for all adopters, so we didn't feel that these special restrictions were necessary. We always like to point out that people who want to fight dogs are not going to come to an animal shelter where they're giving their driver's license and they're going to have a microchip pet that is linked to them. They're going to go get one on the street. So our adopters, we felt pretty confident that we could safely adopt out pit bull type dogs just like we adopt out our other animals. So we changed the policy, which means that now pit bull dogs are adopted in the same way as all other animals.
Was there a concern from anyone? I mean, in lessening the criteria, I guess, or apprehensions?
You know, the whole region has gone this direction. Alexandria, Arlington, Washington, they have no restrictions on adoption. So it kind of made sense that Fairfax was catching up to where the rest of the region has headed. But the biggest concerns came from our own volunteers and some of our own staff who were really afraid about, you know, maybe we would be not placing them in the best homes because we weren't following the adoption restrictions. And as soon as that policy changed, everybody saw that great people are still adopting our dogs and they're getting home so much faster. We've adopted out more than 20 pit bull type dogs in the last 3 weeks. And to put that in perspective, last year we only adopted 40 total.
Wow. So half of a whole year in a month or less than a month.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not really good at math, but I think I got that one.
And it's great because now we can take transfers of pit bull dogs from Washington, D.C., and we're able to help save their dogs. They have a tremendous overpopulation problem, and we're able to help them because our adoption restrictions are lifted.
So before, you wouldn't take in the transfers of the pit bull?
No, we wouldn't because we didn't feel like it was fair to the dogs. We were bringing them into a situation where, you know, it could take 6-7 months to find them a home, which for many dogs, they just can't emotionally tolerate being in the shelter that long.
Interesting. So we talked about the policy. It's the same. for every dog. So maybe a dumb question. There was a policy, and there was a reason why the policy was there. Was it because of the pit bull themselves? Are pit bulls different than other dogs? Or
I mean, there is a lot of media hype surrounding pit bull dogs. One of the things that we talk a lot about is that pit bull isn't actually a breed of dog. It's a visual. It's a type based on visual assessment. So half the time when we say pit bull, we don't agree on what we mean. Whenever we DNA test dogs that we're calling pit bulls, we find that they're one of hundreds of breeds, usually mixes of several. So that alone makes it tough to have restrictions based on a visual assessment that is not backed up by genetic testing. And we at the shelter consider every dog as an individual. We look at them as a dog first, and that's been the most important part of this, is that now pit bulls aren't set aside. They're just seen as shelter dogs like all of ours.
Dogs looking for a home.
Yep.
All right. Enough about that. Let's talk about George Clooney. A lot of our female audience just love George Clooney, the actor, but we're not talking about him.
George Clooney is, he's this incredibly handsome gray and white shelter dog who showed up as a stray with no name, and we immediately knew he had to be named after someone really handsome.
Right.
So we picked George Clooney, and he's a young male pit bull type dog, gray and white, and he came in. He was really fearful at first, and then he got around some of the female staff members, and he just loves to cuddle up, and he's definitely, he's definitely a sweetheart. So we put him on the adoption floor, and he came down with a cold. So he had to go back in the medical isolation area, and we try to go visit him every day. He should be coming on the adoption floor today or tomorrow, so he'll be available for adoption soon.
Okay. And so if folks are hearing the Paw Cast and have an interest in George Clooney, I'll go ahead and say the full name, they need to act quick, because we've had really good success on our Paw Cast with the featured animals.
We've adopted out every animal we've featured on the Paw Cast.
Wow. Cool. Just about out of time. Any final thing we haven't touched on, talked about? Anything you want to throw in before we run out of time?
Well, we're getting geared up for our St. Patrick's Day promotion, and we're still looking for ideas. So right now we have Adopt Me, I'm Irish, but we're looking to expand that. So if you have ideas, like us on our Facebook page and let us know.
Okay. And we'll provide some contact here and information here in just a second. But definitely thanks, Kristen, for getting together again for the podcast. And
thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. That is going to do it for this edition of the Animal Shelter podcast. Remember, the animals do go quickly at the animal shelter. So if you're looking for a dog or a cat or a rabbit or a guinea pig or other small pet to add to your family, remember to come to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, because your new best friend is waiting for you there. The shelter is located at 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax, open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter, and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You may also call 703-830-1100 extension 2 or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered.
And don't forget, the Fairfax County Animal Shelter television program called Tips and Tales is available on our cable channel 16. The Animal Shelter podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government, and we appreciate you listening.